Let's bring him in. We haven't spoken to him in quite a while. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. And how are you?
I'm fine, except my day started off today. Well, my first interview was scheduled, but the folks here that scheduled the interviews for me didn't leave me any telephone numbers to call.
Oh. Okay.
So you got to laugh about it, because what else can you do?
You could cry.
Well, no. Yeah. Can't cry. No reason about yelling. Mistakes happen.
Right.
Just because you and I only make like one or two mistakes a year, we can't put that pressure on other people.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you didn't make a mistake on the forecast, though. Boy, that was a cold rain that came in. And only one thing got postponed, and that was the North Canaan Parade of Lights. But that is going to be tonight now. They're going to do it tonight. That's the only thing that got postponed because of that rain that moved in yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, forecast on Wednesday.
Yeah.
For the entire 4 days, worked out very well. So I was happy about that and felt confident about it. And I'm feeling pretty confident about the forecast for this week, too. Today, clouds mixed with some sunshine. It'll be breezy in the low 50s. And tonight, it will clear out mid-20s, and that will leave for a sunny Tuesday, but only in the mid-40s. And that's normal. Then on Thursday, a strong cold front approaches. Now, this cold front tomorrow will produce a severe thunderstorm tornado outbreak in the lower Mississippi Valley. Unusual for this time of the year. And right now the target seems to be looking toward Mississippi. And that would be for Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night. As the front approaches us, it will not only be cloudy and windy, but we'll have showers developing. Wouldn't even be surprised if we get some thunder and lightning. And the highs Wednesday, 50 to 55 ahead of the front. Then behind the front Thursday, partly sunny and windy in the mid-40s. Again, seasonable. And Friday will be sunny with highs in the 40s. So the biggest weather system that we'll face this week is that cold front, and that is on Wednesday. And it's not going to be bringing, snow, ice, or a cold wave to us. It's just going to be bringing wind and rain.
Now, what does next weekend look like? Because that is one of the most jam-packed weekends of outdoor activities that we have in the tri-state region.
Very iffy. Some computer models are forecasting wet weather on Saturday. Others are saying it could hold out until Sunday. So as we speak right now, I'm taking a look at the newest model that said Saturday. And let's see, 120, 132. So as of 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, this model continues to insist that it's going to be windy and rainy. Not snow, windy and rainy. And then we move it out by midnight. So right now it's looking, Saturday looks like, again, very similar to yesterday. Rain moves in by afternoon, moves out by Saturday night. That is what it looks like right now. There were some other models, and Sunday right now looks good, by the way. There were some other models, and I'm going to take a look at that right now, because I think it was, if I wasn't mistaken, I think it was the Euro that indicated 0070, 120, 132. The Euro is the model that said, let's see, that they have a couple of showers beginning to move into the area in the early afternoon. It doesn't look as widespread as the American model, but it too is now saying that it may precipitate in the form of rain on Saturday.
All right.
That's the best we could do right now.
So we're basically in the same position where we were. It's a similar forecast to what happened this past weekend.
Well, it didn't rain Saturday.
No, but I mean for Sunday.
Oh, correct. Correct. Yes. Absolutely correct. Yes. Yep. So that's the way. But you know as well as I do, today's Monday.
Yeah.
That could change. I mean, it could move faster. It could come in. It could come in Friday night and be out Saturday morning. Or it could slow down and not come in until late Saturday and then, and be gone by Sunday. So timing is always the biggest problem. You know that. timing is always such a big problem. But right now, they're saying Saturday afternoon. I'm thinking along the lines it's always going to be quicker. So it may come in, you know, like late Saturday morning, at least from what I can see. But, you know, down the road, when I look at the weather and all the different charts, I don't see any potential snows for us. And we're talking, you know, a 7 to 10 day period.
And it'll be December.
That's right. December starts on Thursday, correct?
This is blasphemy.
Right? So December starts on Thursday. So that, yeah, so those are some of the things. And in the meantime, that's it. The travel wasn't terrible Thanksgiving. It took me 2 hours to get out to my first location on Long Island. And then from there to the South Shore in the early evening, I flew. And then I got to my sister's. And from there home, I hit a snag in Queens where the Grand Central Parkway just was not moving at all. And we had no idea what was going on, but we kind of figured like, uh-oh, if this is the case now, we'll never be home because it's a long ways to the Triborough Bridge. But then way, way up ahead, I saw tons of flashing lights. I said, here's a problem. When we got closer, it wasn't even on our side. It wasn't on the westbound. It was on the eastbound side. A horrific accident. And everything was held up on that side. But once we got past that, I flew. So it took me an hour and a half to get home. It should have taken me about an hour. So it took me an hour and a half to get home, which wasn't bad. But considering the fact that I left at noon, got home at 10:30 at night. It was a long, long day, a lot of driving. And then Friday, put all the Thanksgiving stuff away, Marshall, everything, packed, saved, in the closet. Saturday, started the outdoor. It was such a beautiful day. I got about 75% done. I was destined to finish it yesterday. Came home from church, had quick breakfast, and I said, well, if my timing is right, I should be able to finish before the rain starts. So I ran out there at 9:30, and I started finishing up what I had to do and covering all the sockets. And the last thing I did is I had to put a wreath up over the arbor. It's a lighted wreath. So I ran all the wires, and I'm on the ladder, and I got the wreath up. And just as I'm plugging it in, I start feeling drops on my head. Oh. And I said, oh, boy, here it comes. So I got it plugged in. I wrapped it up with the electrical tape, got my lattice inside, and I am done with the outside.
Well, I normally do my decorating, you know, on Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving, I put up my tree. Not okay. This year, because none of the lights work, so... So I have to order. I ordered a new tray.
Okay.
And I guess it'll probably be here sooner or later. I don't know. I think it's going to be here by December 5th, so I'm going to be really late this year. Really late. Sorry about that, everybody.
Okay, well, I have two artificial trees, one of which I'm selling today. I put it online. I got somebody who wants to buy it. It's a really beautiful tree. All the branches are hinged, so you don't have to, like, worry about color coding like they used to be. Yeah. It's not pre-lit, but they're all hinged. And, you know, the tree's not old at all. It's maybe 4 years old. I don't need two artificial trees. So I'm selling that one, keeping the other one. And then Saturday I went into town because a friend of mine went and he bought four real Christmas trees. And he said they had a beautiful selection. So I went. And found a beautiful tree, a little pricey, $85, but it's 8 feet. 8 feet, very full, it's a Fraser, and it's wrapped up, but it's outside. And maybe next weekend I'll get that up. How do you like those apples?
That's not too bad. And yeah. Like I said, it says it's going to arrive between December 3rd and December 5th, so...
Okay, and I finished watching from scratch And I warned everybody, it's a tearjerker. It is just a marvelous movie, a marvelous series. Really, really marvelous. Unfortunately, it is a tearjerker, but the acting and everything is just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So I did watch that. And I also watched part of, what is it, Enchanted?
Which one is that?
You remember the Enchanted? Now this is Enchanted Disney.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay, yes.
They brought everybody back. You know, and again, it's a musical. So if you like a musical, you'll like it. If you don't like musicals, you won't like it. Now, I started watching that, and then I fell asleep. So that was my lowdown, because the rest of the time, Pat was outside decorating the house.
All right. So recap real quick this week. Not too bad.
Clouds and sun today, clear tonight, sunny Tuesday, wind and showers coming in Wednesday, and partly sunny and windy Thursday.
All right, Pat, we'll speak with you mañana.
All righty. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.